Audio 7.16.
So, why did I audition? I don't know. I was out of work, so I had all the time in the world to spend hours and hours camped outside the auditorium. Anyway, the big day arrived, and I got there at around 5:30 a.m. It was such a huge place. Huge. There were, what, 10,000 people standing in line? It was raining torrentially, and they only let us in at 9. Can you believe those guys? Where was I? Oh, well, in the end, they only selected 200 people to audition in front of the show's producers. If your voice was good enough, you would then advance to the next round and finally sing in front of the celebrity judges. Yeah, the bad, cruel guys. I made it to the top 200, but during my audition, there was something wrong with the audio, and I didn't get to sing in front of the TV judges. Actually, few people get that far, up to 40 usually. This was such a disappointment. I'd always wanted to meet the judges, you know? Guess I'll try again next year. Oh, by the way, my name's Bruce, and I'm from New Jersey.
And that was it. So, as I was saying, I'm writing an autobiography. So I have a blog to test people's reactions and so on. It's quite popular, with about 750 visits a day. Anyway, one day, someone from ABC, or was it NBC, found my blog on the internet and sent me an email asking me if I wanted to be considered for the show. You can imagine my surprise. I was chosen to be on TV. She said they were looking for interesting families. Why me? I thought. I have such a conventional family. Well, my immediate reaction was to say no, of course. Why on earth would I want to go live with someone else? But then, I read somewhere that families were paid $20,000 to appear on the show. And, you know, at the time, Mark was unemployed. So I thought it over for a week or so, and surprise, surprise, in the end, I said yes. So I gave the woman a call and left a message. And again, and again, I called her at least 10 times. Guess what? All my calls were ignored. All of them. Anyway, 2 months later, ironically, my husband and I got divorced. By the way, my name's Judy Jackson, and I'm from Dallas.